Thanks for joining us for the Wednesday night edition of our Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94 and KDCountry94.com. Tonight, you'll hear from the girls and boys head basketball coaches of Beloit, Osborne, Smith Center, and Thunder Ridge. Catch your favorite basketball team in action with our Tuesday and Friday night games of the week on KD Country 94 and Z96.3 Lake and online, KDCountry94.com. Let's get started with the Beloit Trojan Locker Room Chat with girls head coach Shauna Remus and boys head coach Ryan Eilert. The Beloit Trojan Locker Room Chats are brought to you every Wednesday at this time by Hanson Auction Realty of Beloit and by Angel Square in Beloit.
Welcome back here on the Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94. And again, welcome to our Wednesday Locker Room Chats. We're joined by Shauna Remus, coach of the Beloit Lady Trojan basketball team. Coach, two wins since we talked last and two nice wins for you. You beat Ellsworth on the road 45-23 and a nice win over Phillipsburg coming back there then on Tuesday night as you get the Lady Panthers by a final of 42-29. Just over these last two games, Cass Thompson had 17 on Friday. You executed very well. What stood out the most about the Ellsworth game and getting that win on the road in the league?
Yeah, our girls were just very focused going into that game. You know, from beginning to end, we executed what we wanted, and I thought our defense was phenomenal, and we were able to, get ball into the post and go play inside out, which is our strong point, and then we just rebounded well. So it was a great team win for sure. Everybody that played had contributed in some way, so it was really fun to see.
Trends are really showing that you've been playing well defensively here lately, and you held Phillipsburg to 29, as we talked about on Friday and going into it. You know, it's not the same Phillipsburg team, but still a very talented group that has some experience. You get the 42-29 win on Tuesday. What do you like most about that performance?
Yeah, again, our defense was sound. Mm-hmm. They have three guards that can really light it up if you leave them alone. And so, you know, our guards played tough defense, and our posts helped out when they needed to, and we were able to, you know, keep them under 30. So anytime you can do that, you know, you give yourself a real good chance to win. And then I thought we hit the boards well in the second half, and then limited our turnovers. So when you can do those three things, you give yourself a chance to win a lot of games.
Riley County coming up for you before you hit the break here. You play them tomorrow night, and looking at Riley County, they've always kind of had your number here on the girls' side. What are some of the things that you see from their team this year, and what do you expect to see? What do you want to see from your group in this matchup?
Well, she typically plays a 2-3 zone, and so we're going to have to kind of, you know, work to beat that. And they've had some very talented kids go through their program the last couple of years. They still have a lot of talent in their program, and they just have kids that know how to win. And so, you know, we're going to have to take care of the ball. We're going to have to be patient on offense, get the shot that we want, and continue to play inside out, even though they're playing the zone. Sometimes, you know, you get a little happy shooting from the outside. If they're going in, that's awesome. But if not, you know, we need to remember our strong point and just take control of the ball and then just play tough, sound defense like we've been playing, and I like our chances.
Shauna Remus, coach of the Beloit Lady Trojans, sharing our locker room chats. Coach, well, thank you for the time. This will be the final chat for the first semester. So wish you a Merry Christmas, and we'll talk to you again in January, right?
Yeah, thank you, and happy holidays to you as well.
Hanson Auction Realty in Beloit is your one-stop destination for all your buying and selling needs. Whether you're a seasoned buyer or a first-time seller, they have you covered. Their expert team will guide you through the process, ensuring maximum exposure and top dollar for your asset. In the market to buy, their list of properties has something for everyone. But that's not all. Hanson Auction Realty specializes in estate sales, farm equipment, antiques, and more. Call Hanson Auction Realty 738-8932 or browse their website, hansonauctionrealty.com, to see upcoming auctions and available properties. Angel Square Incorporated has been family-owned and operated since 1998. Founded by Jolene and Russell Carter and owned and operated by Eric and Jamie Widrick and Austin and Montine Carter, ASI provides services for adults with intellectual developmental disabilities in a manner which promotes independence with the least amount of support necessary for satisfying the person's preferred lifestyle. ASI provides community home-based services to individuals and their families in Concordia, Beloit, and Salina. To learn more, call Angel Square at 785-243-2262.
And welcome back here on the Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94. Ryan Eilert with us now, the coach of the Beloit Trojan Boys basketball team. Two games since we talked last, coach. You went out to Ellsworth, red hot from three to start the game as Jackson Cheney hit four of them out of the gate and Noah Gerstner hit a couple more, and you jumped out to the early lead against Ellsworth. And, you know, credit them. They came back, actually took a one-point lead at one point in the third, but you went on a nice run to finish out that quarter and never trailed by, or never led by any less than four again the rest of the way. What were your thoughts of the way the kids played there at Ellsworth on Friday to get the big league road win?
Well, it was a good win for us. Going over there is a tough place to play. It was a great environment, especially that third quarter when both teams are making plays and You know, really proud of the way Jackson came out and was aggressive with his shot and knocks his first four down and was looking to be, you know, aggressive. And so they were kind of trying to pack it in on a zone to take our bigs away, and our guards were able to knock down threes that got him out of the zone. And, you know, had a lead, pretty good-sized lead in the first half, but Ellsworth's a good team and came back and had it within three at halftime. And second half, I thought, you know, we were able to dominate inside due to the fact that they had to extend their defense on our shooters. And Bryce had a really good second half, and Eli continues to rebound the ball extremely well, and Brody's coming in and giving us good minutes in there. And so, you know, going over there to get a win, you know, felt good about it.
Phillipsburg 58-29 win there on Tuesday. Noah Gerstner was hot again, hit five threes before he had 17. You know, Bryce Beisner didn't have a lot of points compared to maybe his career high, but he had eight block shots and so made his name known anyway. Some quick thoughts about a nice home win against Phillipsburg there on Tuesday.
Well, another game that they're trying to take away our inside, and so our guards, you know, shoot the ball well, and Jackson and Noah and Lance and able to knock threes down once again have to bring them out of their zone and go man in the second half, which, you know, like I said, gave us our bigs a chance in there. And, you know, last night and throughout our first six games defensively, you know, we're playing pretty good. And last night, Bryce having eight blocks, I think Brody had three, just there were contests and everything inside and not giving up, you know, too many offensive rebounds, and, you know, really like what we've done on the defensive end. And if we can continue to match the outside shooting with, you know, good post play, you know, I like our chances.
Riley County coming up next for you before the break here. The Falcons, a team that's a little bit up and down. They're still kind of have some youth, but they're getting more experience as they go. What are your thoughts about Riley County coming up here on Thursday night?
Riley's a team that shoots a lot of threes, and if they get hot, they're dangerous. And so we've got to make sure that we kind of keep them off balance a little bit. They're going to play a lot of zone. They're going to mix their zones up between 2-3, 3-2, and a 1-3-1. And so they're going to try to keep us off balance. So we've got to come out, identify what they're in, and adjust accordingly.
Ryan Allert, head coach of the Trojan Boys basketball team here in the locker room. Chats, Coach, well, thank you for the time, and best luck against Riley County on Thursday.
Thank you.
Catch those games on the Bullet Trojan Channel, Katy Country 94. Pregame coverage beginning at 5:50 for the girls on Thursday night on Katy Country 94 and NCKSSports.com.
And our Beloit Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Hanson Auction Realty in Beloit and Angel Square Incorporated in Beloit.
Angel Square Incorporated has been family-owned and operated since 1998. Founded by Jolene and Russell Carter and owned and operated by Eric and Jamie Widrick and Austin and Montine Carter, ASI provides services for adults with intellectual, developmental disabilities in a manner which promotes independence with the least amount of support necessary for satisfying the person's preferred lifestyle. ASI provides community home-based services to individuals and their families in Concordia, Beloit, and Salina. To learn more, call Angel Square at 785-243-2262.
Hanson Auction Realty in Beloit is your one-stop destination for all your buying and selling needs. Whether you're a seasoned buyer or a first-time seller, they have you covered. Their expert team will guide you through the process, ensuring maximum exposure and top dollar for your asset. In the market to buy, their list of properties has something for everyone. But that's not all. Hanson Auction Realty specializes in estate sales, farm equipment, antiques, and more. Call Hanson Auction Realty 738-8932 or browse their website, hansonauctionrealty.com, to see upcoming auctions and available properties. Our Wednesday night locker room chats continue with Osborne Bulldog girls and boys head basketball coach Jason Wilson. Don't forget to listen to the Tuesday and Friday night games of the week on Katy Country 94 and Z96.3 Lake and online, katycountry94.com. The Bulldog Locker Room Chats can be heard every Wednesday evening on Katy Country 94 and are proudly sponsored by Midway Co-op, Landmark Implement, and by Next Tech.
Again, welcome back here on the Locker Room Chats, and welcome to our Osborne Locker Room Chats with Jason Wilson, the head girls and boys basketball coach. We'll go back to the girls first here. Tescott on Friday, you pick up a 68-9 win in that one, and you beat Thunder Ridge 65-28 on Tuesday. Give me some real quick thoughts on that Tescott game Friday as you went on the road and picked up a big win.
Oh, you know, the biggest thing was, you know, it's anytime you play a league school, you want to come out and perform at a high level. I thought the kids did a really good job coming out in the first quarter and set the pace and the tone and the way we wanted to play offensively and defensively. You know, I think we did some things to disrupt them, but the biggest thing was we were able to score at a high rate, get a lot of kids in and out, get a lot of minutes for our younger kids in that game. And just, again, we shared the ball. Grace Williams had a really nice performance with 21 points. So kind of had one of her big outings of the year. And then, again, we just learned how we have to adapt and change to the way games are called and the way games are played at the different paces.
Gracie Reiner, you got to 1,000 points there on Tuesday in the win over Thunder Ridge 65-28. I know that both of us had the number in mind as I was calling the game of what she needed to get there, and she had 36 by the end of the third quarter. And I know that's probably a conundrum as a coach when you have that big lead to see if she can get that. But how pleased were you with the overall performance of your team against Thunder Ridge and Gracie getting to 1,000 points for her career?
You know, it's kudos to the hard work that she's done over the course of 4 years. Again, I've only had the joy of coaching her since this summer when I took the job, and you're not going to find many kids out there in this world that work as hard as her or any of the girls that we have on our team. They've shown up every day. They continue to get better. They continue to want to drive to succeed and continue to achieve great things. You know, going in, we knew Thunder Ridge had the Ritzky girl that was able to score. Obviously, she's had some rough moments with some knee injuries. So, obviously, that probably plays into some effect of where she's at right now. But, again, another good kid that can score the ball for them. And I think you saw with what we were able to do the other night against them, you know, we share the ball and we get out into transition, and when we run the floor, we can score with the best of anyone. And again, you know, you look at what Gracie Reiner did against Thunder Ridge. It's 42 points, but it's not like it's 42 points and 40 shots. Mm-hmm. It's a high efficiency. It's a good field goal percentage. And she's consistent with what she does.
We're talking with Jason Wilson, the head coach of the Osborne girls basketball team and boys basketball team. We'll have another game until January, so we'll cut off on the girls and come back and talk about the boys after the break on Kitty Country 94.
Midway Co-op is your full-service co-op with locations close to where you live. We offer bulk fuel and propane delivery, full-service fertilizer, crop nutrients, and protection. Plus, we clean and treat that seed. We have convenience, tires, batteries, oil changes, and 24/7 fueling centers. The Midway team is good at what they do. Go with Midway Co-op, your best way forward for town and country.
Midway's your best way forward. Midway Co-op's your best way forward.
See us today.
We all enjoy the thrill of victory on game day. Did you know that championship mentality can go beyond the field to your home? This is Mitch Holtis, voice of the Chiefs. If you're looking for a victory, the folks at Nextech have you covered with gig speed internet for just $69 a month. Now, new customers get the fastest home Wi-Fi, backed by the best customer service at an unbeatable price. Take your home's connection to a championship level today at next-tech.com.
It's the best time of the year to order a new John Deere self-propelled windrower from Landmark Implement during the early order program. Hay harvest is a race against time. Order a new John Deere self-propelled windrower to harvest your hay quickly and efficiently while promoting quick dry down for high quality hay. Now is the time to lock in the best price of the year. Contact your local Landmark location for full details on a new self-propelled windrower and experience the Landmark difference.
Welcome back in the Locker Room Chats. We're still with Jason Wilson, now talking about Osborne boys basketball. Coach, you have the same record on the girls and boys side at 6-1 now as you pick up two more league wins. You win at Tusk at 65-37 Friday, 65-27 win over Thunder Ridge on Tuesday night. Going back to Friday, what do you see in that one against Tusk, and what were some of the things that you liked about the performance?
You know, it started out really slow for us. You know, they did some stuff to kind of get us a little – off kilter to start the offensive scoring for us. But, you know, we called a timeout in the first quarter. We were down 8-0, and then we went on about a 43-7 run to end the second half. Again, once we were able to get out into transition and run the floor, you know, you got Johnny Hamill, Aiden Conrad, and Dalton Garman that can fill it up from just about anywhere on the court. They can get to the rim when they need to. And then you got Nate Goheen and Doak Guttery and Clay Guttery that are getting in the inside, getting our physical portion of the game, attacking the glass offensively, defensively, and then finishing in the paint. So it took us a while to get heated up, but once we did, we were able to control the rest of the game. That game, obviously the Lee kid scored eight of his 12 points in the first quarter, but then I thought Nate Goheen did a really good job of the rest of the game, denying him the ball, making sure he didn't catch and flash in front of his face. And it's something we've talked about with Nate, is, you know, staying out of foul trouble. He's gone about four games without fouling until, obviously, Tuesday night's game against Thunder Ridge. He picked up three. So, again, they're buying into what we want to do offensively and defensively, and they can be really suffocating on the defensive end when you have really talented guards that can get out and defend and get on the perimeter.
Thunder Ridge was kind of the opposite, right? You got out to a 28-2 lead and really never looked back in that one, 65-27, the final. How do you like the effort there and the intensity early on for your team?
You know, again, we stress that to them, get up on people when we have the opportunity, go out for the knockout punch when we can. And that's the advantage of when you have experienced teams, experienced guards, experienced post players. We got a lot of nice baskets in transition. We're able to finish around the rim. So, again, our field goal percentage looks really good because we're finishing right there at the rim, getting deflections in the passing lanes that lead to runouts and then easy layups. But, again, you could tell that when we have four kids that score double figures on a night, that's tough to beat. And it's hard to decide which four are going to go off. I mean, every night we've played this year, it's been a different four that's been able to score. So we just got to continue to share the ball, continue to be good with clock management, and run efficient offense when we have those opportunities.
Osmond Girls and Boys Coach Jason Wilson here on our locker room chat. Coach, this is the final chat here before the break here. So hope you have a good break, and we'll talk to you again in January, right?
Thank you.
Our Osborne Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Midway Co-op, Nextech, and Landmark Implement.
Ready to upgrade your combine with new technology to make your harvest more efficient, meaning more money in your pocket? The team at Landmark Implement is here to help find the right combine for harvest. Plus, when you purchase a pre-owned combine from Landmark, you are backed by Landmark's extensive parts and service network, along with mobile techs and parts drop-off points to keep you up and running, reducing downtime. View inventory online at landmarkimp.com or stop by your local Landmark to experience the Landmark difference.
Champions know that success starts with hard work and support from the right team. My friends at Nextech are proud to be a part of that team, whether you need technology at home, at work, or in the field. From reliable fiber internet and TV Now for your home to time-saving IT and security solutions for your business, Nextech is ready to help you win. Visit next-tech.com today to learn how to make Nextech part of your championship team.
The more you know, the better it goes with your land's productivity. Just say the word, farmers, and one of our agronomy specialists will test the pH, organic matter, and moisture in each zone of your field. Soil testing and tissue sampling provide profitable knowledge. Give us a call. Don't put it off. We present, you decide, the choice is yours. Call 785-346-5451 today.
Midway's your best way forward. Midway Co-op's your best way forward.
Make that call today.
We continue our locker room chats with the Smith Center Redmen and head coaches Nick Lynn and Alex Hobelman. The Smith Center Redmen locker room chats are brought to you by Landmark Implement and by Nextech.
And welcome back here on the Locker Room Chats on Katy Country 94 as we're joined now by Nick Lynn, the head coach of the Smith Center Lady Red basketball team. Coach, a nice win for your team heading into the break. You beat Oakley 62-31 at home on Friday. What do you like about the performance and the way the girls played on that final game here in December?
Well, we had film on Oakley, and we were concerned about their quickness. And you know, they had a couple of good wins. One was Phillipsburg to start the year at P. Bergen. But I thought we did a really good job in our press, you know, and I think that's how we got the lead early. I think we had 28 points at the quarter, and the majority of that was just turnovers at the press. And so, you know, once that happens, we were able to basically try anything that we were working on, and including like a half court trap. And the kids worked hard. You know, I was, you know, going into the break, we wanted to play well, and I thought we maybe played our most complete game against Oakley.
He moved to 6-0 with that win. So as you look at this group through those first six games, and like you said, you wanted to play well going into the break, how do you feel about this group at this point of the season and what you've been able to accomplish so far?
Well, we've been able here lately to stay away from the injury bug and the sickness thing, in which we were kind of hit hard pretty early in the year, and that's kind of a big thing for us. You know, we're trying to build depth with our team, and I think for the most part we've been able to do that. You know, we're playing 8-9 kids throughout these games, and that being said, we haven't really gone through the tough part of our schedule yet, so we got some tough ones down the road, and we got to continue to get better because we're really not there yet like we want to be, and we'll get some practices, you know, between now and over the break, and just try to fine-tune some things and maybe not put so much in terms of new things in, but just try to get better with what we do.
Nick Lynn, the head coach of the Smith Center, Letty, right here in our locker room chats. Coach, we'll let you go for the rest of 2023, and hopefully things go well for you over the break. We'll talk to you again in January, right?
You bet. Thank you.
Ready to upgrade your combine with new technology to make your harvest more efficient, meaning more money in your pocket? The team at Landmark Implement is here to help find the right combine for harvest. Plus, when you purchase a pre-owned combine from Landmark, you are backed by Landmark's extensive parts and service network, along with mobile techs and parts drop-off points to keep you up and running, reducing downtime. View inventory online at landmarkimp.com or stop by your local Landmark to experience the Landmark difference.
Champions know that success starts with hard work and support from the right team. My friends at Nextech are proud to be a part of that team. Whether you need technology at home, at work, or in the field. From reliable fiber internet and TV Now for your home to time-saving IT and security solutions for your business, Nextech is ready to help you win. Visit next-tech.com today to learn how to make Nextech part of your championship team.
Welcome back here in the Locker Room Chats on Kitty Country 94. We're now with Alex Hobelman, the head coach of the Smith Center boys basketball team. Coach, a really nice win for your team going into break. 74-51 victory over Oakley there on Friday, your first home game of the year, and your kids were in the friendly confines and had the fans behind them. I'm guessing that was just a great experience for them to pick up a real big win in the Mid-Continent League, a 23-point victory to go into the break and probably get a lot of confidence, right?
Yeah, definitely helps having that momentum going into break. You almost wish that we weren't going into break yet with that kind of momentum, but you know, it is what it is. That was our last game before break, so, and it was our first home game of the year, and energy was high, and the crowd was behind us, and we had a good crowd for the first game, so we were able to use that energy and, you know, make a lot of shots, put up a lot of points. We haven't put up a lot of that many points in a while, so that was nice to see as well. But yeah, we're starting to kind of click a little bit, and we'll just keep that momentum going throughout break.
What do you like about the execution in that victory?
I think our intensity and our energy was high. I challenged them. I think we came out a little bit flat the previous game against Washington County. Energy-wise, so I challenged them to play with high intensity and high energy, and we were able to do that. And you know, we pressed them a little bit. We made it more of a full court game, and we were able to get out and run and transition a little bit. And I think that really helped us. And you know, I think we can do that to some other teams throughout the year. And execution-wise, we were able to just hit a lot of shots. And we shot the ball a lot better that game, and that's kind of been our weakness the first couple games, with shooting, and finally shots were starting to hit, and we were able to see the difference.
You'll open out the second semester with Ellis on the 5th of January back at home. What are some of the things that you'll work on here during the break to get yourself prepared for that?
We're not going to really change too much, but we'll work on kind of our full court transition a little bit, our offensive transition, and you know, we'll just kind of tighten up some things in our press and our half-court offense and defense. But, yeah, we're not going to really change too much, but just kind of tighten up some things. And I think we've started to figure out kind of our identity and our rotations. And so we'll kind of stick to what's working, and we'll start throwing out things that aren't.
Alex Hobelman, head coach of the Smith Center Redmond boys basketball team. Coach, we thank you again for the time this week. Best of luck over the break here. We'll talk to you again in January, right?
All right, sounds good. Thanks.
Our Smith Center Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Landmark Implement and Nextech.
We all enjoy the thrill of victory on game day. Did you know that championship mentality can go beyond the field to your home? This is Mitch Holtis, voice of the Chiefs. If you're looking for a victory, the folks at Nextech have you covered with gig speed internet for just $69 a month. Now, new customers get the fastest home Wi-Fi, backed by the best customer service at an unbeatable price. Take your home's connection to a championship level today at next-tech.com.
It's the best time of the year to order a new John Deere self-propelled windrower from Landmark Implement during the early order program. Hay harvest is a race against time. Order a new John Deere self-propelled windrower to harvest your hay quickly and efficiently while promoting quick dry down for high quality hay. Now is the time to lock in the best price of the year. Contact your local Landmark location for full details on a new self-propelled windrower and experience the Landmark difference. We conclude our Wednesday locker room chats with the Thunder Ridge Longhorn head coaches Darren Grauerholtz and Devon Branch. The Thunder Ridge Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Insurance Smart, Melissa Westbrook Agent, Goheen and Slavic CPAs, LLC, and by Nextech.
And welcome back on the Locker Room Chats, and welcome to our Thunder Ridge Locker Room Chats, the final ones of the first semester here with Darren Grauerholtz, the head coach of the Thunder Ridge girls basketball team. A couple games since we talked last, coach. Northern Valley Friday, you win 35-33, and Osborne came out cooking, and you lost that one on Tuesday, 65-28. Let's go back to the Northern Valley game. Obviously a tight game there as Cam Ritzke hit a three for you in the final 30 seconds to put you up, and you got another free throw to win it by two. What stood out the most there with Northern Valley, a nice win at home against a decent team in the Lady Huskies, right?
Yeah, I was very pleased down the stretch with the fact that we were able to persevere. We were down, I want to say, close to 9 going into that fourth quarter. And so we just changed the defense up a little bit, and we really got after it. And I think the girls buckled down, and we were able to hang on and prevail. We finally got some good shots in. Of course, Cox girl fouled out, and that kind of hurt him a little bit. But, you know, we were able to keep marching on and go ahead and get that win.
So, again, you get the victory there, and then you move on with the game Tuesday at Osborne. Obviously, Osborne's got some talent. Top of the list is Gracie Reiner, clearly, and you saw that on Tuesday. Just as you look at that loss to Osborne, what do you see there Tuesday and some of the things that maybe you learned and that you'll need to fix here as you go into the break?
I learned that she's very quick, and we have no team speed, and we need to figure some things out offensively yet. And I thought we were trying to make those adjustments after the Friday night game. We didn't run our offenses real well against Northern Valley. However, we were somewhat productive. But we just have a lot of little things that we need to work on in every facet of the game. So, yeah, my hat's off to Reiner. She's the real deal. So she's going to go somewhere. That's pretty obvious.
Yeah.
But like I said, we were shell-shocked with the speed that she has, and I think that was our one of the biggest problems anyway. But we got a lot of work to do yet after that game.
You'll have a little bit of time that you'll have to take off at some point during the break here, but you get prepared for Lakeside coming up at the first game of the second semester. We'll chat with you then about that once we hit January. So thanks for the time so far this year, Coach. Have a good Christmas, and we'll talk to you again next year.
Thank you, Dusty. Merry Christmas to everybody else out there. Appreciate it.
Insurance Smart supports the youth of the area in all their academic and athletic endeavors. Insurance Smart is locally owned and operated and here to help you understand your insurance needs. With 5 locations to serve you, stop in and let us help you make the most of your auto, home, business, farm, crop, life, Medicare supplement, or long-term care insurance needs. Maximize your premium dollars to get the best coverage. Let one of our agents help you be sure that you are covered for all the perils life can throw at you. See Darren McDowell, Tiffany Ritzke, Kim Campbell, Melissa Westbrook, and Ethan Coleman today at Phillipsburg, Kensington, Smith Center, Lucas, and Luray to start saving today.
Are you tired of stressing about keeping your finances in check? Why not trust the professionals at Goheen and Slavic, CPAs, LLC? Cheryl and Amy specialize in tax preparation and business consulting services. They can also help with your bookkeeping, payroll, invoicing, bill paying, and much more. Contact Goheen and Slavic, certified public accountants today in Downs at 454-9977. Goheen and Slavic, CPAs, here to help with all of your accounting needs.
Champions know that success starts with hard work and support from the right team. My friends at Nextech are proud to be a part of that team, whether you need technology at home, at work, or in the field. From reliable fiber internet and TV Now for your home to time-saving IT and security solutions for your business, Nextech is ready to help you win. Visit next-tech.com today to learn how to make Nextech part of your championship team.
Welcome back here on the Locker Room Chats on Katy Country 94. Devon Branch joining us now, coach of the Thunder Ridge boys basketball team. Coach, a couple games since we talked last. Two ranked teams, so very good squads that you played in Northern Valley and Osborne. We go back to that Friday game against Northern Valley, a 62-29 loss. I know you knew they had a lot of talent going into it. What do you see from them and then your young group against those guys?
They just exploited our young guys. They understand how to play the game. They've been playing together for a while. They were physical. And their man-to-man defense is better than I imagined. Last year, they were good on man-to-man, but this year, like, they just took it up another level. It's like they're taking it personal. So they just took advantage of our young guys. We couldn't get the ball past half court, so I had to make an adjustment and had my big guy, Evan Slavic, just bring the ball up because he can see over the defense.
Mm-hmm.
But couldn't really get the ball to go in the hole, turnovers. As I was saying, we're a very young team. We're still learning, We're going to take our lickings, but come towards the middle or end of the season, we're going to start to understand it and start to hand some out, hopefully.
Osborne, then on Tuesday night, you fall 65-27. They really got after it with their press and then their half-court man-to-man defense as well in the first quarter and got out to a 28-2 lead. You were shorthanded with some sickness as well. Just looking at that Osborne game, what are some of the things you hope you took away from that one?
Just matching people's physicalness. First quarter, we didn't come out ready to play. They hit us right in the mouth real quick. I didn't really have much subs, like you said, because I would like to sub everybody out and sit them down and let them regain their bearings, but we didn't have that luxury. But I think the third quarter, we came out the first 4 minutes and played how I thought we can play. We ran our plays right. We didn't let them pressure us into catching the ball at half court. We moved the ball a little bit better. And that's how we got to play every game. Just take our time, remembering our plays, and just getting to where we want to go. Matching people's physicalness.
Yep. Going into the break with a 2-4 record here, you knew that it would take some time with the younger group. What are some of the things that you'll work on over this break as you get ready for the second semester?
Once we get back in, we got to go to 2-hour practices, working on D cutting, going over plays, defensive stands. A lot of rebounding and a lot of free throws. We got to start matching physicalness. Hopefully I can get some of my old guys to come in so they can show them what physicalness is, because my kids last year really understood that.
Devon Branch, coach of the Thunder Ridge Longhorns here in our Locker Room Chats. Coach, well, thank you for the time again this week. We won't talk to you again until January, so have a good break here and best of luck over the break.
Thank you. You too.
Our Thunder Ridge Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Insurance Smart, Melissa Westbrook Agent, Goheen and Slavic CPAs LLC, and Nextech.
We all enjoy the thrill of victory on game day. Did you know that championship mentality can go beyond the field to your home? This is Mitch Holtis, voice of the Chiefs. If you're looking for a victory, the folks at Nextech have you covered with gig speed internet for just $69 a month. Now, new customers get the fastest home Wi-Fi, backed by the best customer service at an unbeatable price. Take your home's connection to a championship level today at next-tech.com.
Are you tired of stressing about keeping your finances in check? Why not trust the professionals at Goheen & Slavic CPAs LLC? Cheryl and Amy specialize in tax preparation and business consulting services. They can also help with your bookkeeping, payroll, invoicing, bill paying, and much more. Contact Goheen & Slavic, Certified Public Accountants today in Downs at 454-9977. Goheen & Slavic CPAs, here to help with all of your accounting needs.
Insurance Smart supports the youth of the area in all their academic and athletic endeavors. Insurance Smart is locally owned and operated and here to help you understand your insurance needs. With 5 locations to serve you, stop in and let us help you make the most of your auto, home, business, farm, crop, life, Medicare supplement, or long-term care insurance needs. Maximize your premium dollars to get the best coverage. Let one of our agents help you be sure that you are covered for all the perils life can throw at you. See Darren McDowell, Tiffany Ritzky, Kim Campbell, Melissa Westbrook, and Ethan Coleman today at Phillipsburg, Kensington, Smith Center, Lucas, and Luray to start saving today.
Thanks for tuning in to the Wednesday Night Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94 and KDCountry94.com. Tune in again next Wednesday to hear more from the basketball coaches at Beloit, Osborne, Smith Center, and Thunder Ridge. We invite you to listen again tomorrow night at 5:15 as we'll get the latest basketball news from the head coaches of the St. John's Tipton Blue Jays, Lakeside Knights, and the Rock Hills Grizzlies.